Creator's Notes for Law Boards the Thousand Sunny Ship. Hey, this is Opal Song. Seer is not here with me. I'm recording in my studio again. I had been talking to Cantarina about the Podfic Broken Telephone project, and she seemed interested in my process and, like, selecting and choosing what podfic and how I came up with the fic that I did, and just sort of general notes about my process about the Podfic Broken Telephone. So I figured I would record them. This is recorded after my podfic has gone on to the next person on the list, so they are not hearing this before they record their own thing. Mostly because I didn't think to do it at the time, and then I didn't really want to do it within a day. I figured I would do it the next time I was in my studio. Turns out a couple days later, but that's cool. Anyway, yeah, I signed up for Podfic Broken Telephone thinking this would be a really, really neat thing. The way that you listen to something and then you pick one thing out of it that you like and then you go on with it, whether that be a fandom or a pairing or a trope or whatever. And so I signed up. I figured that the hardest part for me was going to actually be finding something short enough to do because, let's all laugh at the fact that Opal Song has no sense of scale. I mean, it's true, but yeah. So I was actually really worried that I would think of the perfect fic only it would be like 10K or whatever, or like 12 or whatever, like 3 or 4 hours long, which, let's be clear here, is totally, I could do that within a week. Like, I could find that fic and then record it and edit it and beta it and have it off within a week. That is not the problem. It's then giving that to somebody else and then they have to listen to like 4 hours of stuff before they can start their own thing. Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah, I was super happy. The person before me, which I believe is Cantarina, gave me a podfic that was like 6 minutes, which was great because it wasn't in a fandom that I knew, wasn't with I had no idea who anybody was, but there was only 6 minutes of it. And I could also listen to it like right after she sent it to me and then panic about it for a while or, you know, get the ideas flowing in a more positive light. Anyway, so I was pretty sure that that was going to be the biggest hurdle for me, and that did not turn out to be the case. This challenge was a lot more sort of stressful and difficult than I thought it was going to be because, okay, so here's the thing. I figured choosing the podfic wasn't going to be that hard, choosing the fic to podfic, because I have 2 authors right now, one in Naruto fandom and one in Katakyo Hitman Reborn fandom. And both of them have blanket permission, and I am working my way basically through podficking basically all of their stuff. So I figured, hey, look, I have 2 different authors, both of whom I will podfic literally anything of theirs. So, like, I'm golden. I'll just pick something from there, and there we go. I actually had a podfic that I really, really, really wanted to do for this challenge, but, you know, it didn't work out. It was fine. I just had plans. I was sort of planning, and then I got this, you know, I got the email, and I emailed back and said, sure, and then I got the podfic, and I listened to it, and nothing fit. Nothing at all. Because apparently neither of those authors have any sort of poly negotiations or anything. So yeah, I was left a little flat-footed. So I slept on it. And when I woke up, I looked through my pin board for stuff that was on my 2 podfic list for anything that sort of would work sort of thematically or whatever. And I came across a fic that thematically would have been perfect. But it didn't have blanket permission. And it was like 2 hours. It would have been like 2 hours long. So like way too long. Then I had to go back to the drawing board because I didn't have a fic to do that I could just toss off. Like I didn't have something that just worked. So I went back to the drawing board and there were a couple of different ways I could have taken it. So if you haven't listened to it, the podfic that inspired mine was a podfic by Cantarina. I think it was in Star Trek DS9, and it was a Twitter conversation that she podficked between her and a couple other people about a married couple in DS9 who invite, over the course of their Twitter conversation, invite two other people into their marriage in an open relationship poly situation. And so I took a couple of things from that. Obviously, I couldn't go the super easy route, it's just the same pairing, or, it's the same fandom, because I'm not in that fandom and I'm not in those pairings. So I was forced to open it up a little bit already. So I sort of boiled it down to three different main ways that I could take it. The first was I could do something with structure. And I really, really love the sort of not fic conversational structure to stories. I adore it. I was a little bit stuck on the fact that I really, really, really wanted to do something not ficking or like chat fic or that sort of thing. Anyway, so I could go structurally. My second option was to take the thematic tones, tropes, whatever you want to call it, the themes from this story, which were relationship negotiation, poly relationships, and failboats in love. People who just fail. Oh my gosh. So much failure about relationships and, you know, but comedical failure where other people are like, get it together. And they're like, but no, flailing. I could take one of those tropes and or all of those tropes and record a fic about them. And the fic that was absolutely perfect that I really wanted to record would have fallen into that category. Or I could take an offhand little tiny offhand mention of something and do a fic off of that to really sort of go, oh, hey, I have, you know, your thing and I'm going to take a tiny, tiny thing and do a fic about that to really, you know, go, oh. That sort of felt really neat as a sort of as a way to continue on with the chain and really do the sort of broken telephone thing. And I mean, the tiny little detail that I wanted to riff on was at one point Cantarina had podficked like offhand or like one of the in the Twitter conversation offhand, somebody had said, oh, yeah, and you know this guy would really like being told what to do, told how to please this person's other partner, and that they would, like, tell him what to do in bed, and that he would be really good. They sort of came up with this tiny little scenario in this offhand sort of mention that had nothing to do with the main storyline about how this guy, you know, when he joined this married couple, would like being told how to please the other person by one of the people. Anyway, so I could have gone that route, and I kind of felt like I had those three options for things I could do, and then I kind of felt like I had to go to one of the extremes. I either had to take that tiny, tiny, tiny detail and divorce myself completely from the story before and take that tiny detail and use that as the jumping on point for my own podfic, or I had to be as close as possible. Like you do an actual telephone when you try to repeat whatever this person says in your ear as closely as possible to try to get the message around as close to this, the original as possible. So I was actually, yeah, I found this challenge really stressful for a while. For like an entire evening. And part of that was the quick turnaround, which I thought wouldn't bother me and normally wouldn't. Like if I had been able to pluck a podfic straight from one of these blanket permission authors and recorded it, it would have been the easiest thing in the world. But not having a set, like not having already like a stock podfic that I could put down for that, like I had to make a lot of decisions very, very fast. And I'm really bad at making podfic decisions really fast. Like, during ITPE, like, 90% of my podfics I ask permission for. And, like, I try to find stuff on the first couple of days. But if it doesn't happen, like, I mean, I ask permission for like 8 different podfics around then, and sort of whatever comes up is what I do. And also, like, it doesn't matter if the permission doesn't come through right away, because I'm really fast at podficking. And yeah, so this like decision and then having to stick with that decision right away was stressing me out. Yeah, I had a bad little while where I kept talking to Cantarina, who's the mod, about how much it was stressing me out and how much I didn't know what I was going to do. And like, I mean, it was a not great day. And I don't think it was all this project. I feel like there was something else going on, like emotionally or something. It was just not a good day. Anyway, the things that were stressing me out is I was caught up on this not fic idea. I knew I could go the discard the rest of the podfic route and just work on this tiny little detail, but I also didn't have any podfics for that, even though that's a trope that I really enjoy. I didn't have anything that I could easily find that was about that specific thing. So I discarded that pretty quickly. And so then I was stuck on this not fic idea. And I really, really, really wanted to do the structure. Because if I wasn't going to do like traditional sort of porn structure, you know, porny fic, I wanted to do the structure. I wanted to be as close to the original fic as possible. I wanted to have the same structure, the same themes, all of that stuff. And I was stuck because I didn't have anything like that in any fandom I was in. And it really, really stressed me out. And then I came up with the thought that, well, I mean, not fic is great and you can write it basically on the fly. And so my first thought was to get some people like in DMs or something. We could DM back and forth and that sort of thing. And then nobody was really responding to my half-hearted pleas on Twitter about, you know, please talk to me about these things. Nobody was responding. So instead, I got in contact with a couple of different people and asked whether they would be cool to like not fic about One Piece or Katakyo Hitman Reborn, because I was also stuck on those fandoms. I mean, to be fair, those are my main fandoms right now. And eventually realized that my roommate was around and we not fic shit all the time. Like, we don't record most of it, but like we do this all the time. And we watch One Piece together and we were watching One Piece that day. And it's like, well, hey, will you do this with me? And she said yes, which was the most amazing thing ever. And so then we did it the next day. I sat down and kind of made a list of things that... Oh, wait. Okay, so that wasn't my first response. When nobody had responded, like, to my Twitter stuff, I sat down and tried to not fic the fic that you got. Not quite with law involved, because that came out organically between me and Seer, but just about the Straw Hats and Polly and whatever, and it got real serious real fast. And that is not the tone that I wanted. Like, I mean, I could do a serious character study about the Straw Hats and their sexualities and how they all work together. And that is not what I wanted. I wanted something with all of the boat puns, all of the ship puns, which I'm not sure actually made it into the final cut of Law Boards, the Thousand Sunny Ship. But, you know, the tone was there. And I wasn't getting that tone. So then I asked my roommate and she said yes. And then, but then I sort of had to come up with a bunch of ideas, a bunch of talking points for us, because I wanted it to be an actual fic. I didn't want it just to be a bunch of ramblings. So before the law thing came up, my talking points were basically the points that I said earlier. Like I wanted a One Piece fic. I wanted it to be Polly, which is easy in One Piece because I ship simultaneously. The entire Straw Hat gang is one big ship and like has orgies on the boat, and also simultaneously that they're all best bros and platonically best bros. So yeah, when people ask me, what do you ship in One Piece? And it's like, well, the Thousand Sunny is what I ship, basically. Anyway, I've got a lot of One Piece ships, and I'm not really married to any of them. Anyway, So I knew I wanted that, and so the poly part was easy, and the relationship negotiation part was going to be pretty easy, but that was one of my talking points. And I knew I wanted it to be not fic because of the structural thing. And then I knew I wanted it to be sort of mature rating, that there would be sex in there because the other one did. I also wanted there to be lots of failboating around that, which I did not actually get. But at the same time, what I got with Law's what the fuck face was honestly better and more true to the anime. So that was great. And I don't regret it at all how that morphed into that. But yeah, and I'm really happy with what came out. Anyway, I thought it was really interesting and I really did enjoy the experience after all that stress. And again, I'm pretty sure that not all that stress was because of this specific thing. It was really neat, and finding out what I pulled out of that fic and like what I pulled out of the podfic that I got and what I felt I needed to have in my podfic and what I felt I could discard. Like, I felt absolutely no compulsion to even find a crossover with DS9 or anything about those characters. It didn't even occur to me until, like, right at this moment that, you know, I could have wikied those characters and found a crossover or something. Didn't even occur to me. But I did want to keep the format of the thing in the casualness, and I wanted to keep the tone and the sort of main themes. Anyway, these have been my extended thoughts on the thing. Thanks for listening to this, and I hope you listened to both Cantorina's podfic and mine and Sear's podfic, because otherwise parts of this may not have made very much sense. But yeah, thanks for listening.